All right. Cheers again. Do you guys have something you want to cheers to?
Cheers to our awesomeness.
I can't endorse that.
Fuck you.
Anything else, maybe?
Cheers to Ian's smelly feet.
Ian's smelly feet. Cheers.
Yeah,
let
cheers
me open this
that.
Sucker. All right. Good. Well, welcome back to our show, everybody. We have a lot to cover today. We do have a rarity. My co-host, I have Ian across from me.
Hi, hello.
Heather to the side.
Hello.
And I have horrible gas.
Ugh, it's
shocking.
It's been terrible for
shockingly
like the past
rare.
Half hour.
Oh, and I need to close the window.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be too much noise. So I'm going to get up and close the window. But both of my co-hosts have lists of things to talk about that we were kind of previewing before the show. And I said, fuck it, just read them on the show. That's more content. That's going to fill at least 1 to 1.5 minutes.
Okay.
So why don't you start? Tell us some of your items.
Okay, I'll just go on down the list. First item.
Okay.
Retard Marty's phone call.
Retard Marty's phone call.
Yeah, okay. Retard is he's this retarded kid that goes to my school.
It would be kind of terrible if he was not actually retarded and you called him Retard
Marty.
Oh no,
Marty. He's super retarded.
That was okay. Just his nickname.
Yeah.
Next is a mountain woman, and that would be me.
Okay.
And my horribly alcoholic father on the 4th of July.
Okay.
Horribly alcoholic.
Is this on a specific 4th of July? Or
yes.
Just in general?
No. It's specific.
Because I had
yeah.
one of those too, also on the 4th of July. I feel weird with this shade open.
Why don't you close it?
All right. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah, it's specific. And then I've got horribly alcoholic. Father, that's really rude to fart in someone's
okay,
face.
Okay, Peter just leaned over to fart in Heather's face.
I was closing the shades.
No, uh-huh. Horse shit. I'm used to it now that you fart on me all the time.
That's true.
I had a sub teacher in my yoga class the other day, and she was a real whack job.
Okay, a substitute yoga teacher.
Oh, my God. That smells terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Does this have anything to do with the yoga?
I just gagged a little.
Okay.
I think maybe we should just go with the yoga teacher because Heather's stunned for a second.
Audio medium, everybody.
Right.
Let's be professional.
So basically, I do have some questions about this. Horrible yoga teacher.
She's holding her nose like she's diving in off a diving board.
Right.
It smells so bad.
Okay.
I'm telling you this, that's probably a bad strategy because if you hold your nose, you're going to breathe through your mouth and you're going to taste it, and that's even worse.
And that's poo particles,
too.
I just
won't breathe.
I don't know.
Right.
This is a little known fact that every scent
breathing.
Is made of particles. So yeah. Everything you're smelling is physically touching you. So when you smell a fart, that's particles from a butt.
I know. You've told me.
I'm telling everyone who's listening.
You know, basically.
I know this seems like an intimate conversation
okay.
like we normally have with
okay.
headphones on.
Right.
Last on my list, waltzing in voice class.
Waltzing in voice class?
Yes.
Waltzing into or waltzing?
No, my teacher made us.
Oh,
ooh,
like you danced the
Christ.
Waltz.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good at those.
Christoph yeah. Waltz.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And what's on your list here?
Actually, I just had hypothetical questions because I usually give those to my...
I have a great hypothetical question
right,
that I invented.
Okay, let's hear this one.
All right.
What if Peter stopped farting?
So you have two choices. It is fart, poop, shit related.
How about that?
Okay. So there are two. The scenario starts in one spot, and then it kind of branches.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I'll start with the part that's the same.
Okay.
You're going on a first date with someone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's a blind date. But it's someone you've been set up with, so you're assured this is someone. You're very interested in this person.
So it's like a friend of a friend thing?
Sure.
Okay.
So you're interested. They're coming to your house. Okay, here's the branch.
Okay.
Branch A, you know they're going to be there in about 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and you have to take a horrendous shit. You just know it.
Okay.
So you go upstairs, you take the horrendous shit, you come back downstairs, they get there, and right when they get there, they're like, I'm just going to use the bathroom real quick, and then
ooh,
we can go.
Oh, boy.
And so you just have to be like, okay. So then you're sitting in the living room knowing they're in there being bombarded.
Well, they know it was you. I mean, you're
covered
the one
in
that
your
lives
shit
there.
Particles. Yeah, you're
yeah.
the only one there. They
yeah.
know it was you. There's no question. You
okay.
annihilated
right.
this bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Scent-wise.
Mm.
So then they come out, and then you go on the date.
Okay.
Okay, that's branch A. Branch B.
Does it matter like how the date goes either way? That's irrelevant.
Well, that's not the question.
Okay.
So branch B, you don't have to take the shit. You
uh-huh.
go on the date, and then you're on your way to the movie, and you rip a gigantic fart in the car, really loud.
All right.
Comically, you know, like brat, 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 brat.
Okay.
So it goes on.
Is that what
and
a fart
on.
Sounds?
You're at a stop.
Comically?
It's bad. So, and you're at a stoplight. There's no question that you just farted.
Right. So we're talking, but, like a trombone glissando.
Yeah,
thing.
It's like. Sure.
Okay.
And so then.
Got it.
But totally scentless. So here's the thing. You have a choice. Do you destroy a bathroom and then the person you're on the date with has to go up and face that alone, face their darkest fears alone.
Darkest fears. Right.
And then maybe they don't bring it up. Maybe they do. Mm-hmm. Or would you rather go with the scentless fart, but you're sitting right fucking next to him, and everyone knows you just farted?
So basically my choice is to subject them to the stink, which they know I did, right?
Right. Mm.
But
I mean, yeah.
You but don't I don't have that. I have that little bit of distance in between where,
sure.
Okay, versus having to be right next to the person.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm.
I think,
keeping in mind, they say scent is the most powerful sense as far as memory,
right?
Love.
I think I would shit.
You would shit?
Yeah.
And just let someone live in the stink?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's my house. If I have shit, I have shit.
Okay.
And so I would just tell them
I
before they
I made that
went.
Argument about farting before I to little a, effect, but go ahead.
Your arguments don't count. I think I would just tell them. I'd be like, okay, your choice. I would wait if I were you because I just took a giant shit.
Oh, so you would just try and defuse it by being like, I just took a huge shit.
Yeah.
Right. Immediately.
Yeah.
This is the first time you've met this guy and you like him and you're like,
everyone shits.
By the way, I just blew out my ass shitting upstairs.
Everybody. I'm a little inside out back there.
Everybody so. Farts too.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Your farts are different, though.
But they're
we've
not.
Talked
it's
about
scent,
this.
Scentless.
We've,
remember?
We've talked, I don't care.
Right.
I would shit.
B branch is scentless.
I would shit.
Now, can I, I guess there's a sense in which I have to ask a question about this hypothetical. Like, am I allowed to explain in the first scenario or just
explain that you just took a shit?
I just did.
Right. Like, can I make up a lie? Like, for example, and say, you can go in there, but my neighbor stinks up the bathroom because our plumbing always backs up.
I guess if you wanted to come off as a bizarre, weird liar right away on this date, you could try it. But that doesn't seem better than just not acknowledging it to me.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to do that, just say the fart and just make up some crazy story.
It is kind of a shoot the moon strategy where if it works, then you're golden. But if it fails,
they think
you're
a total psycho.
Right.
Yeah.
So you become a smelly and a liar. So.
And okay. a psycho.
So which ones do you guys pick?
Oh,
A or B?
Farting in the car.
Fart in the car?
Oh, I pick shit.
Shit?
Yep.
Definitely I'll tell you guys the correct the answer.
All right.
The correct answer
There's
is...
There's a correct answer?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
The correct answer is you fart in the car, and here's how you get away with it.
Yeah! Right. Magic pitch returns!
But you didn't fully explain.
Okay.
You have to record CDs, but you have to dub in fart sounds.
All right.
So that when the fart sound happens, you go, no, this CD's all fucked up. It sounds like farts. Just listen. And then you listen like 30
Are you
more
serious?
Seconds. And on top of like, a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, there's just fart noises.
Okay. Whoa. So you go on this date and you know you're going to fart in the car. So you make these CDs.
Let me ask you.
What
I
kind
go on
of
a date. Do you think
job?
I'm going to fart in the car?
Well, I
okay,
could answer
point,
this
point,
yeah, okay.
point made.
I'm not saying one knows that one is going to fart in the car, but I know that
you fart
I
everywhere.
Am going to fart in the car.
Yeah. Right. There is actually another way out of this if you want to seem like a bit of a pretentious music snob.
Okay.
All right. Are you familiar with Do or DIY, which is a show on WFMU? Okay. They do a lot of sort of do-it-yourself music.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally they have songs like such as Silent But Deadly Night.
No, so you don't want to do that because you don't want to. You want to make it be like, isn't this just crazy?
So this is getting out of hand. This is why you just should have shit.
Okay.
Well, I probably would shit too. I mean,
yeah.
I like
true.
How you didn't like my elaborate lie of like, saying, yeah, my neighbor's plumbing sort of backs up, but somehow this dubbing over a CD and then planting it in your car is somehow not psychotic.
Yeah. Speaking of psychotic.
All right.
So I need to get a haircut.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You do.
Luckily, I'm covered by a really nice hat right now.
Thank God.
What do you guys think of my hat?
Looks like shit.
Yeah, it's I should describe it to
our
listeners. It's this
true.
Black knit hat. Would you kind of
this
describe
is blue,
it?
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's blue.
Okay,
it looks black.
Navy
from here.
Blue.
It's yeah, navy blue.
And it's got big red stars around it,
like around the rim.
Around the rim.
There's like
what kind
of
person
of
do you feel like would
them.
Wear this? Like, what would be some of his hobbies?
Smoking pot yeah. out of a very
golfing.
Golfing,
frisbee yeah. golf, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that would be.
He'd probably wear plaid shorts from Abercrombie well, and bitch.
Oh my god, you guys! I was at yeah. Oh my god, you guys! So I was at Ross okay. looking for shitty suits, you know, for my Halloween costume.
Uh-huh. All right.
You know how like sometimes you'll be in a store and you can tell that like there's a guy who's hitting on the female clerk.
Yeah.
But basically, he's doing it by pretending he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what was going on, except it was really bad because the guy shopping had to be about 40,
uh-huh.
and the girl looked 10.
Right.
You know how the girls, there was the fucking security guy at Ross. He looked like he was 5.
Yeah.
He was wearing a vest, and the armholes looked so huge because his own arms were
yeah.
tiny.
Yeah.
And he had loss prevention, you know, on the back of his giant vest.
I suppose that, is there a lot of theft there?
I don't know how they...
Why would they need a security guard?
I don't even know
sense.
Why they bring the garments inside.
That's stupid.
And not just spread them in the parking lot.
Like a flea market.
Put them in like a big
that's what
cardboard
it is.
Box.
Ross is a
they do
flea
have,
market.
They have one of those giant clothes donations bins.
Ah.
So I think maybe
oh,
they,
yeah.
they should just jam them in there.
Yeah.
So this guy is wearing... He's picked out a really nice shirt for himself.
Okay.
Is it nice?
It's a black shirt, and it's got silver designs, and it's, you know, dragons and skulls and all
oh,
that.
Oh, those are my favorite.
And then it's got kind of a checker pattern to it, too. You know how, like, sometimes you'll go to get a men's dress shirt,
mm-hmm.
okay.
and the front looks fine, and then on the back, there's, like, a silver sequined guitar or something sewn in. Have you seen this?
Yeah, where, like, you have the front looks like a normal dress shirt. And you think, oh, this is awesome. And
yeah.
then you turn it. It's like the mullet of formal wear.
Yeah, there's
where
like,
you're like
a.
I don't think
fine,
I've seen these
And then
shirts.
All of a sudden you oh. look at the back and you're
yeah,
like,
I haven't
oh,
seen them.
God.
They're terrible. It looks pretty nice in the front, but then you turn it over and there's stitched on dice on the back or some shit
right.
like that.
God.
So he's got these that shitty shirt picked out.
Uh-huh.
And then he's got these two pairs of shorts. They're both different plaid shorts.
Okay.
And this guy, I mean, he's like a 40-year-old larger Hispanic man.
Okay.
And he's dressed like complete dog shit. He looks fucking horrible. He's wearing Crocs on his feet.
So clearly yeah. we'll go with Senor Guapo for this
completely,
one.
Completely yeah.
completely given up.
Senor Guapo.
So then he goes, you know, he's like asking this girl like, hey, do you think this goes with this? And it's like the shittiest shorts with the shittiest shirt. And she keeps saying,
God.
She keeps coming up with reasons because she's trying, sort of, God bless her, trying to steer him away from buying these horrible shorts.
Right. Well, they right. want to make a sale, but she can't be like, those look like shit.
See, and I don't think she makes any money off the sales.
Well,
I think she's trying to be like, she,
I'm
well,
sure
she,
they're encouraged to sell things from their store.
She was like, well, that has a square pattern on the shirt, and those have a square pattern. You don't want to wear a square pattern with a square pattern.
Too much right. square pattern.
And the guy's friend who was with him, who was just as bad, if not worse, was like, yeah, idiot, you don't wear two square patterns together.
Okay, so...
So wait, when you were listening to this conversation, were you like lurking by one of the clothing racks just to listen? How did you hear this conversation?
They were fucking loud as shit because
oh,
it was
okay.
almost closed.
Okay.
And the one guy would be like, hey, do you think this goes together? And then she'd be like, oh, I don't know about the squares. Then she would sort of start walking away.
Right.
Busying herself, doing other things,
hoping.
Hoping they would let her escape. But before she could get far enough, they would reel her back in with the
ooh.
Tractor beam.
The Guapo tractor beam.
I think the next time I start a job, I'm going to tell everyone that I'm deaf in one ear. Because I have an office mate who's deaf in one ear, so a lot of times she'll be like, oh, I can't really hear you right now.
Mm.
And she has to remind me. But if I do that, you know, if some fucking asshole is yelling at me about his shit shorts, then I can just say, oh, I didn't even hear
I thought him. You were going to get your jaw wired shut.
Well, that's a fantasy.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I can just do that myself.
Oh, wow. Well.
He'll be sitting at home.
Dream big.
Yeah.
He'll be sitting at home clipping all these wire coat hangers apart to be like, well,
it's
going to
work. It's
going to
work.
I guess I could just like paper clips or something. And they, how are they going to know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or just a, you know what I'll do? I'll Google jaw wired shut,
uh-huh.
cut out the picture, laminate it, and just stick it in front of my teeth underneath my lips. And then everyone will think that I'm jaw wired shut guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're just... So you're going to laminate this thing and you're going to put it in front of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it.
But in my lips.
All right.
So it'll just be the teeth with the wires.
Right.
Okay.
And so, anyway.
Yeah.
So speaking of shitty fashions and stuff, so I need to go get a haircut.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what I usually try to do, because I've discovered that it does not work to go in and try to describe the haircut you want with words.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because somehow these fucking idiots cut hair all day and that's all they do. Yet, when you go in and describe a haircut, they just look at you completely blank. Like they've okay. never heard this before. And you say, a little shorter. And they say, how much? You know, a couple inches. And I say, yeah, maybe 2 inches.
Right.
That means anywhere from 1/2 of 1 inch to 400 inches.
Okay.
So they have no idea.
It's sort of like they might just sort of wave the scissors above your head,
yeah.
or they will start cutting into your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might not even have a skull left.
Right,
you
know, okay.
I can totally relate, because when I go get my hair cut, I'll just say, like, I just want a trim, and then I
yeah.
get home, and my hair's, like, fucking short.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, then I
like
feel like, I'm like, maybe I, oh, boy.
Wow.
I'll beat that out. So, well, and I feel, I don't know. Shouldn't they know? Shouldn't they know how to cut your
yeah,
hair?
Yeah, they should. I agree.
I kind of wonder if they have, like, a terminology that we don't understand, like, in the way that...
But what would be the point of that? Just to cut each other's fucking hair all day?
I suppose. I don't really know. Like, I thought, you know, in the way that sailors don't have left and right, they have port and starboard.
Yeah, but if I say to a sailor, take a left at the next intersection, he's not going to just drive into a fucking wall.
Well, there's not many walls at sea, but I see your point.
And also, yeah. as a haircut person, how many people's hair are you cutting who also cut hair?
Hmm.
That's your job. You're customer service. So what I do... My way around, I usually print a picture on the internet.
Right.
Okay.
That's generally what I'm looking for.
Okay.
I found this great one before, and I had it forever, and then I tragically lost it.
Mm.
Here's what I liked about it. Number one, I cannot go into a fucking haircut place with a picture of Brad Pitt.
Because uh-huh.
then you just feel like an asshole, because you feel like you're like, make me look like him.
Make
right.
me beautiful.
Just with hair alone. No
right.
changing the color,
I
consistency.
Look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think of myself as a Brad Pitt type.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
I think it's different if you do that with color, though. Like if you.
Sure.
Yeah, but
yeah,
a
if
cut,
I wanted to be
yeah.
gray or something
a
and
cut,
I brought into
look,
George Clooney.
Yeah, you look like an asshole, you're right, if you take it in.
Well, and they're all, you know, pictures of them at the Oscars, and it's like, hey, you know what I would like you to do? Cut my hair in the fashion of someone who spends millions of dollars on a stylist.
Right.
Right.
I bet you could do that, lady at Campus Cuts.
Campus Cuts, big spender.
Yeah. So then I try and find pictures of just generic dudes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But even then, they always look like fucking assholes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is the one. Look at this guy.
Oh, my God.
Sieg Heil.
He does look like he's very Nazi looking.
Yeah,
maybe that's
I mean,
what attracted
like,
me to it.
There's
oh,
a
God.
Sense in which, like...
He's very neat and orderly, though. That's part of the Nazi facade.
Yeah, that's...
He looks terrible.
That's Goebbels' wet dream. Like, you could just put...
Well, okay, describe this guy.
Okay, he's very fair-skinned.
Very fair-skinned,
yeah.
Okay? He's got... Looks like blue eyes. Piercing blue eyes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
and, like,
sure.
one eyebrow's down a little and one's up, so he's giving you this, like, serious Emma
right.
model mm-hmm. look.
And there's a sense in which you can see in the
he has a
lower,
butt chin.
Yeah, in the lower right-hand corner, you can see his hand is sort of up like where his clavicle
wife
would
beater.
Be. Right.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like he's putting his heart over there because
mm.
his heart beats for Germany.
Right.
He's like a more model-y looking Chris O'Donnell.
And it's,
yeah.
Now, here's what I'd like to say. You guys both just described him, didn't mention his hair
once. We were working our way up.
We were working
oh,
our way
okay,
up.
Okay, but here's
yeah.
this is what happens. You take in the fucking picture and they see it and they're like, you don't look like him at all. This is never going to work. This is why you can't bring Brad Pitt either.
This is why you should just cut
I'm
your
just
own
saying,
hair.
Like, you know, if you want a picture similar to that in a more portable form, I have a flyer from the Nazi propaganda exhibit in the Holocaust Museum.
I'm
it's exactly in, the same.
I'm not
oh
into
boy.
The side part, really.
Right. So, I mean.
Well, and then the other picture I had was so perfect because it was this guy who looked kind of like a slightly better looking Seth Rogen.
Okay.
So you're like, okay, I don't think too highly of myself. This is a very average looking dude. I just want this kind of a hair. It was very much a picture of a haircut.
You had
not
someone
some
who
fucking asshole.
Like you had someone on the same level as you.
Yeah.
So it's not as if you're trying to look like a model. You're kind of like, I'm going to try to make a lateral move here.
It looked like an actual man.
Okay.
Not a...
Not the Ubermensch.
It looks like a guy who would be in the movie Legion.
Legion. Yeah,
if
that's
anyone
what
else saw that.
Well, yeah, I'll go with that. I had a lot of other.
What is that movie?
You saw the first 10 minutes and fell asleep.
Oh.
And then
it's
I
the one
watched
where the
it myself the next day.
It's the one where angels are invading a diner for some reason.
Ah.
Yeah.
So I have a pretty good game to play today.
All okay. Right.
Do you guys want to play?
Sure. No. Does that have theme music?
No.
Okay.
That's okay.
Would you like some?
Well, eh. I feel like games should have
theme
music.
If you could
music.
Fill conversation this time instead of like last time when you were like, you know, music's really important. And one of you is like, I agree.
Well, then- you know, I was trying to get her to review the song so that way we wouldn't get sued. So you're welcome. That's what I have to say about that.
Boom.
You are welcome, sir. You are so very welcome.
You're doing it. You see, this is what I'm talking about. Okay. Here's some music.
All right. So this is our game theme music.
Does this feel like game music?
Sure.
Kind of gets you pumped?
Yep.
Okay, so here's how the game works. There's kind of two different names for this game.
Okay.
It could be called Book or Blog, or it could be called Insane Person or Peter. So here's how it works.
Wait, what's the second one?
Insane person or Peter.
Oh, okay.
So aren't those the same thing?
Oh, boy. Okay, so I have 12 passages here.
Okay.
Some of them have been copied from my blog at HelpfulSnowman.com.
All right.
I can't believe blog. Doesn't that sound horrible?
Yeah, we should have come up
from
with
a
better
site,
name.
From my website.
Oh, okay.
That sounds better.
Some of these were copied from my website, HelpfulSnowman.com.
Mm-hmm.
Others were copied from either, well, from works of famous authors, well-known authors, respected literary authors.
All right.
Here's the job. I'm going to read a passage, and you guys are going to have to identify, is this a well-known author piece of literature or HelpfulSnowman.com?
All right.
So here's how I think we're going to go through this. I'll go through. You each have a piece of paper in front of you, numbered 1 to 12.
All right.
Okay.
And you can play along at home, too.
Yeah, get out a piece of paper, number 1 to 12.
Hurry up.
Be real fucking bored.
All right.
And then you can play at home. So I'm going to read out loud. I'll read the first passage out loud.
Okay.
And then you'll either put book or blog.
Okay.
All right.
No, fuck, because we don't want to call it a blog.
Book or site.
There we go.
But that doesn't, that's not two B's.
Let's see.
Book or...
Shit or site? Shit is books. Books are shit.
That's not nice.
I know. Well, maybe you should wait till you hear the passages.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
So shit is books.
Oh, and also...
Wait, are these all fiction or nonfiction? Like the books?
Doesn't matter.
Because you could say stories or site.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
That doesn't matter.
All right.
What do I have here? What does this mean?
Spider-Man mask.
Spider-Man mask. It's
Someone's
game time.
Someone's going to win.
So... Heather, why don't you draw out a name of one of our lovely...
Are they still on the post-its? Jesus Christ.
Just pull one out, please.
I can't.
I can pull... Look, I just did it.
Oh, that's nice. I don't want that one.
Well, you're not supposed
to... one?
Look. Mm. Yes. Let's see how long it takes Ian.
All right.
That took him 1 second.
Fuck you.
I just kind of went
Fuck
for
you
it.
Both.
All right, read your names.
Matt.
So Heather's going to be playing for Matt.
Yay!
I have Chris with a K.
Chris with a K.
Now wait, is this Chris or Chris?
Either one. You're playing for, you decide.
Well, we'll go with Chris.
Chris.
All right, so we've got Matt versus Chris. So here we go. Passage number one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Shit or sight.
Pain was something we were expected to endure, but I doubt very much if you would be entirely happy today if a doctor threw a towel in your face and jumped on you with a knife. So I'll read it through, we'll go through, and then I'll read it again, and then we'll announce.
Okay.
Shit or sight.
All right.
You ready for number two?
Yeah, read it again.
No, number two.
Oh, number two.
I try to tell the children to use the fire to fight off the bees, but they never listen. God, they never listen. And as I put on my bee suit to remove their bloated, swollen corpses, I think, why? Why won't they listen? If they just sacrificed one of their own, burnt his fresh corpse, and used the fire and smoke to fight off the bees, they could win. One day. One day.
All right.
Very epic.
I agree. Number three?
Okay.
I hope to hell that when I do die, somebody has the sense to just dump me in the river or something. Anything except sticking me in a goddamn cemetery. People coming and putting a bunch of flowers on your stomach on Sunday and all that crap. Who wants flowers when you're dead? Nobody.
Amen.
Yeah. Number four?
Sure.
And you, Andrew, are a complete fucking asshole. How's that for modern, you piece of shit? Enjoy your dumb fucking mustache.
This is kind of fun.
Are you enjoying it?
I am, yeah.
Is it difficult or
is
it
easy?
It is.
Some of, I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Number five.
Okay.
It is a gruesome Disneyland. Nobody is cute there.
Boom.
Yeah. Mm. Number six. Still, he deserved to die. He called me an asshole.
Wait.
Seven. Nah. You need a minute here?
Yeah, we'll have the theme music return.
My music went away.
Yeah, we have different music for that one.
How come they don't play stuff like this on, you know, Jeopardy when you're thinking?
You're going
to be like, okay, enter Final Jeopardy. Who was some stupid fuck who lived in Egypt? You have 10 seconds.
you're gonna read them again, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Skip one.
Seven.
Okay.
I don't know how you got to my grandma and convinced her that a spider that shows up in the shower is good luck, but I'm not falling for it.
Done.
Eight. I believe my life has value and I don't want to waste it thinking about clothing. I don't want to think about what I will wear in the morning. Truly, can you imagine anything more boring than fashion? Professional sports, perhaps. Grown men swatting little balls while the rest of the world pays money to applaud. But on the whole, I find fashion even more tedious than sports.
I'm going to kick you.
This is going to be good. I think it's going to be close.
Right.
All right. To be honest, this is a nine.
Nine, okay.
To be honest, I have a lot of concerns about how the racers are treated in this league. These tracks appear far more dangerous than just about anything I've seen. The track that runs around a volcano is still in my mind every day. I've had nightmares about it the past 3 weeks, but the racers themselves seem to have no safety gear whatsoever. No roll cages, no helmets. This little fella here looks like he's wearing a vest with no shirt underneath.
Hmm.
Don't look in my eyes.
I'm searching for answers.
That's a cheating way. You're cheating
searching.
The people at home who are playing along with us.
Right. They don't have this advantage.
Fuck them. Real nice.
I said fuck that.
Quit listening, everyone. You fuck yourselves.
Jerk. That's not what I said.
Okay. Okay.
Listen.
10?
Yep.
Sure.
Like I said, don't piss off those bitches in the airports.
Hmm.
Eleven. The ultimatum was made, and it was her choice. Jump into the pit of spikes or die trying.
All right.
Okay. 12. Hang on.
Okay.
Lovely.
12. Mm. As I blacked out, I wondered if they were going to kill me. No, one of the guys punching me said. I guess I said it more than wondered it. All right, you guys have your ballots filled out?
Yeah, are you going to read them again? Because I need 6 and 11.
I can do 6 and 11. Do you need any repeats?
No.
Okay. 6. Still, he deserved to die. He called me an asshole.
Okay.
And 11? The ultimatum was made, and it was her choice. Jump into the pit of spikes or die trying.
Okay.
Now, much like a spelling test in grade school, I want you both to exchange...
Don't cheat, Ian.
Do I look like a cheater?
Yes.
All right. So here we go. Number one. Pain was something we were expected to endure, but I doubt very much if you would be entirely happy today if a doctor threw a towel in your face and jumped on you with a knife. What'd you guys say?
Ian said shit.
Yeah, Heather said sight.
It is shit.
Damn it.
That is a Roald Dahl quote.
All right.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Off to a good start.
He had like 10. I had to pick a good one.
Ian, I'm putting your name at the top corner of your paper.
Actually, you guys should just keep your own papers because then you can tell me what you said instead of what the other one said, right?
Well, I wrote,
just be honest.
I wrote Ian's name anyway, and I put a check.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Two, I try to tell the children to use the fire to fight off the bees, dot, dot, dot. Shit or sight?
I went with sight on this one.
I went with shit.
That was sight.
God damn it!
That was epic, and it was from sight.
I'll be sleeping on the couch again.
Okay. Three, I hope to hell that when I do die, somebody has the sense to just dump me in the river or something. Anything except sticking me in a goddamn cemetery. Shit or sight?
I said sight.
I said shit.
Oh, God.
It is shit.
Yes! Damn!
Oh, my God. That is J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye.
I've never read that book.
It's a good book.
That's okay.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's good.
Well, that little section right there. Do you like that kind of stuff?
Well, Ian's got 3 for 3 and I have nothing.
I wouldn't say you'd like it because you confused it with my sight, which you don't like to read.
Fuck you.
Okay. Four, and you, Andrew, are a complete fucking asshole. How's that for modern, you piece of shit? Enjoy your dumb fucking mustache.
Well, I went with sight on this one.
I went with sight.
It was sight.
Yay!
Heather's on the board.
What was the giveaway there?
All the curse words.
Yeah, it seemed like, I think with the name, you were trying to throw us off. So I went with, that's why I went counterintuitive.
Well, it was a true story about a guy from work, so.
Yeah.
Ian, I feel like you have a strategy and I just wing it.
All right.
I just put whatever I feel like.
Number five. It is a gruesome Disneyland. Nobody is cute there.
I said,
shit or sight?
I said shit.
I said shit as well.
It is shit.
Yes!
Kurt Vonnegut gets Bluebeard.
Bluebeard.
Good work, everyone. All right, number six. Still, he deserved to die. He called me an asshole. Shit or sight?
Sight.
I went with sight as well.
You both went with sight? That is shit.
Oh,
damn
man.
It.
That is Chuck Palahniuk's Lullaby.
For the record, this is the first one I've gotten wrong.
You're doing pretty well.
You are doing well, Ian. I'm doing terrible.
Who are you playing for? Chris is headed for a nice prize.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. Matt. I'm terrible with these things.
Seven. I don't know how you got to my grandma and convinced her that a spider that shows up in the shower is good luck, but I'm not falling for it.
I put sight.
I put shit.
That is sight.
Oh! Yay! Matt, we might make it.
I should have just plagiarized all quotes from books and then said some of them. Wasn't that awesome, guys?
Okay.
And so it goes. Yeah. Eight. I believe my life has value and I don't want to waste it thinking about clothing. I don't want to think about what I will wear in the morning, blah, blah, blah. Shit or sight?
Sight.
I went with shit.
It is shit.
Dang yes. It.
That is from the famous literary work, Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park.
Now, is it really?
Yeah.
Now, I would say for the record, you have probably the same opinion.
I do.
Yeah.
I made this tough.
That's why I thought it was
right. Tight. And yeah. I would also say the thing that almost threw me off is that you don't have any liking for professional sports either.
Yeah, see?
Like, I did. This was hard work, you guys. I didn't just fucking pull random
tell.
Shit.
You look tired.
I wasn't like, never mole.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Yeah.
For pooping.
I like to pet things that are soft.
Okay.
Number nine. Mm. To be honest, I have a lot of concerns about the racers, how the racers are treated in this league. These tracks appear far more dangerous, dot, dot, dot.
Shit.
Shit?
I went with shit as well.
You both went with shit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your thought process.
You were reading this book about running
uh-huh.
a while back, and that's what it sounded like it was from.
Because
I remember you telling me about it, and that's, I don't know, that's the environment it sounded like.
Good thinking.
All right, well, I had put sight at first,
uh-huh.
because I thought at first, again, that sort of counterintuitive thing, but mm-hmm. I thought this late in the game you'd throw another trick at me, so I went back with
shit.
I'm
not thinking like this at all, yeah.
Well, let me read this last thing.
All right.
This little fella here looks like he's wearing a vest with no shirt underneath. That refers to Toad in Mario Kart, which is from sight.
Dang it.
Wait. What's it? What?
It's from the website.
Okay.
Oh.
Think about this in the terms of Mario Kart. To be honest, I have a lot of concerns about how the racers are treated in this league.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
These tracks appear far more dangerous than just about anything I've seen. The track that runs around a volcano is still in my mind every day. I've had nightmares about it the past 3 weeks.
The volcano's tough. If you'd had a rainbow road, it would have been right there.
Yeah.
That would have been the giveaway.
And again, I wrote these not with this game in mind.
Okay.
But in the future, there will be.
Right.
All right. And I went before. Okay, number 10. Like I said, don't piss off those bitches in the airports.
Sight.
That's going to be shit.
That is shit.
God.
Yes.
That is Neil Gaiman's American Gods.
I should read more.
Number 11.
All right.
The ultimatum was made, and it was her choice. Jump into the pit of spikes or die trying.
I said shit.
I said shit as well.
That is sight.
Oh, God dang it. I should just... Fuck.
All right, number 12.
For all the marbles.
Let's say you guys say first this time. Shit or
sight? I already lost. Well, I said shit.
I said shit as well, so kay. I think I've won.
Yeah, Ian won.
As I blacked out, I wondered if they were going to kill me. No, one of the guys punching me said. I guess I said it more than wondered it. You both said...
Wait, is that like from one of your pieces that you wrote? And then it was posted on your site? Because if you did that, that's tricky.
No, I didn't
unfair.
Do that.
Unfair.
Can I take a guess? Okay. I want to extend my guess if that's
okay.
a Final Jeopardy answer.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait.
And be
how
a
many?
Badass.
How many points ahead are
I
you? And how
terrible.
Many will you wager?
I have 3 points. I'll wager everything.
I'm 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Five,
will you wager
six,
for
seven.
Your guess the exact amount it would take to make Heather? If you can guess where it's from exactly, then you fully win. If not, then Heather wins.
I don't like this.
Have
I feel
balls.
Like,
you're not. It's not
I
even
like
for
this.
You.
I like this.
The prize isn't even for you.
And I feel like if we're playing Final Jeopardy, she should have to play too.
Fuck this. No, do it Peter's way.
All right. You don't have to do it that
oh,
way.
Come
well, let me
on.
Take a guess. I'll take the guess.
Okay.
You know what? We'll do this. Chris, I'm sorry, but I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say it's shit, and I'm going to say it's from the book Beat the Reaper.
It is from Sight.
Oh.
Do I win?
Congratulations,
Matt,
Matthew
we won!
Roney. You ended up winning our game today, Shit
Yay!
Or Sight. Or is it someone insane or is it Peter?
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris. I went for it, but we lost.
It's okay. You know what? You played bravely. And sometimes that's the most important thing.
I never win anything. I'm so excited.
Well, you didn't win anything either, Matt.
Well,
did.
I won in his honor.
We'll have to figure out a prize for him.
Okay.
Now I have 2 prizes.
Send him that hat.
Will you put this over next to Corinne's name, who I've also not given anything?
Yeah. I played
Send
much
him this hat?
For Corinne.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt, you just
Send
won a shitty hat.
Shitty hat.
Congratulations.
That's a frustrating loss.
Do
it's
you guys,
a hard one.
Do you guys have a prize I should send to Corinne, too?
Well, you could cut the hat in half and send each of them
Ooh,
half.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
A half hat?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a pretty horrible prize.
Yeah.
You know.
You have a nice hole puncher that I see. Just send her that or something.
My 3-hole punch?
Who cares?
I'm not sending her that.
My 3-hole punch?
She has a job in an office. She can steal
okay.
her own fucking 3-hole punch.
I still think you should go with the helpful snowman no prize.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of work, though.
To send an envelope with nothing in it.
Maybe it should just have a letter in it that says, congratulations, you have won a prize. And then it doesn't say anything else. That's what Corinne's going to win. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this. It won't be very surprising.
I think, and to... clarify the end of
also,
this game.
Also, I don't have her address.
Heather just wrote, I'm awesome on this. You should cross out awesome and put lucky.
Okay,
lucky.
That's very rude. All right.
So we have a...
Oh, boy.
You guys have something you want to talk about? Or do you want to do a piece of advice?
Piece of it. Actually, I do have a quick hypothetical question.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
All right.
I got completely off track on my hypothetical question.
Now,
go ahead.
Everyone has a zombie survival strategy, right?
Sure.
Which, yeah.
You know, and those wind up being pretty much the same.
I have a good one.
But
Get
I
guns.
Would like to ask, what would be your vampire survival strategy? Mostly there's a difference here because vampires are intelligent.
Right.
And they can strategize as well.
Oh, I have one.
So I would like to know, what would be a vampire survival strategy?
Give up immediately and become a vampire?
Yeah, okay, I was going to so be like, I would probably
join
just
the ranks
become
of
one.
The undead.
Yeah.
I don't like that because you watch these movies like The Road and
okay.
they're walking down this fucking road.
Right.
They could have just stayed and died where they were. I don't know why they need to go anywhere, really.
Well, I would have a bunker.
Okay.
That I could, I
for
mean,
the vampires?
No, for myself.
No, but I mean from the vampires.
From the
yeah.
vampires.
Okay.
And I would just live there.
With your parents?
Since no, the 50s? No. Fuck that. They're out. Everyone's out.
So you're sort of thinking the I Am Legend scenario, not from the Will Smith movie, but from the book, in the sense that everyone does become some kind of vampire.
Sure.
But you're going to just sort of hide out in the bunker.
Yep.
You know what I think is a really good movie about survival?
What?
Blast from the Past. Have you guys seen that?
I've totally seen that.
They were survivors, man.
Oh, yeah. Super survivors.
Could you explain
they
this
were all
movie
insane,
to our
by
international
the way.
Listeners?
If I remember correctly, it's this family and they... It's
starring Brendan Fraser.
During the 60s or the 50s or something, they go into a bomb shelter because they think a bomb's coming.
Right.
And then it's kind of set to automatically open in 30 years or 40 years.
Okay,
And so the kid is just a baby.
Right.
So he's raised by his parents, who are Christopher Walken and whoever the female version
who's that lady?
Is.
I can't think of
So you'd be trapped in this bomb Sissy Spacek. Shelter with...
Oof.
Isn't God. That her?
You'd be trapped in a bomb shelter with Christopher Walken and Sissy Spacek your entire life.
But it's the only life he knows. He's like Encino Man. It's like the different version. He was Encino Man.
Yeah,
I forgot he actually was Encino Man.
It's the same thing, basically.
He does a lot of movies where he gets trapped in a thing and then is out of his own time.
He was also George of the Jungle. Where
are they all equally shitty?
Is Encino Man equally shitty to Blast from the Past?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a...
George of the Jungle was...
That's a toughie.
Yeah. George of the Jungle was worse than both of them. But it's because it was based on a cartoon which had basically one joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, he hits trees.
Yeah, he swings in the jungle and he hits a tree.
Which if you hit a tree at that speed, you would be dead immediately. Or severely retarded.
Right.
Severely. He'd be in a wheelchair made out of bananas.
Retarded people are
It funny. May explain why he keeps hitting the tree over and over.
Speaking of a wheelchair made out of bananas, do you want to tell what was your note there? Will you read it verbatim?
Marty. It says Marty's phone call. I forgot to add retard.
If I had more songs in here, I would be playing the song, Let's Get Retarded in Here. I think we've made fun of retarded people more than any other group.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Well, so let's continue the proud tradition.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I have this job at school. I'm a gallery docent. Which means I basically fucking...
Wait, I think I know
insane.
What this is.
Okay.
Having been to a handful of art museums in my travels, are these the black people who sleep standing up in the gallery in a suit?
Yes, that would
That's
be
what
me.
I thought.
Only I don't have to wear a suit.
How do they
and
do
I'm
that?
Black.
Where do they find those people?
I have no idea. Well, they found me.
I mean, that must sound like a great job in a way because you're like, I don't have to do shit.
It is kind of nice. Right. I have like dozed off in the chair that I sit in and I'll just like.
Are you sure it's not gallery dozent?
Yeah.
And that's how they came
that's
up with the name?
That's a shitty joke.
It's just a typo.
I disagree.
So I was, you know, working, just sitting on my ass, you know, sleeping or reading or whatever. And here comes Marty. Now, Marty's a big guy. He's really tall.
He is giant.
I mean, how tall is he? I don't know, 6-something.
6'5".
Yeah, he's just a big guy. And he's got these nice nerdy glasses that he wears. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of wall-eyed, you know. And,
how do you even know? Like, I asked this about little kids.
I'm around him all the time.
No, but how does one know that a retarded person has bad vision? If they can't even understand letters, how are you like, read the following line and maybe they can't fucking read.
Yeah, I don't know.
They need one with just pictures.
Yeah.
Sunshine, Skittles.
Does this look like a nice day? Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And so Marty always wears like these baseball jerseys.
Yeah. He's always dressed very athletically.
Yeah, and he wears these like really saggy, shiny athletic pants. Yeah. So I've seen his butt crack no less than at least 50 times.
Is it crooked? Is that part of the retarded deal?
I don't know.
I have this memory of seeing
He has
this
like
kid.
A jagged butt crack, like it's got teeth or something.
I have this memory, and I think maybe my brain has created this memory out of my feelings combined with a memory. But I remember seeing one of the retarded kids' butt cracks in my class.
Oh,
and
boy.
I remember it being all fucked up looking. Like it looked like a butt crack that someone had tried to fill in with oatmeal.
Oh, God.
Or like he'd been... Maybe someone took a poker and stuck it in the fire till it was bright orange and then just lightly placed it in his ass crack.
Okay.
I'm getting a terrible visual.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so...
So we've gone from abuse of the disabled to
right.
the story.
Just outright, yeah.
So Marty's really loud.
You're
and...
flash dancing it again. Every time you're on this show, you got one shoulder out.
My clothes just come
As
off
As you
on
get
their
comfy.
Own. Yeah. So I take ceramic classes, and Marty's in these ceramic classes, and I have to tell you, the pieces he makes are insane. They're oh my God.
What does he make?
He'll like roll out slabs, like the thin, you know, and he'll just kind of slap a box together, and it doesn't look very smooth, and he like just pours water on it and is like smoothing it out. He'll just make like these giant towers of clay and he'll use bags and bags of it. And so it's so heavy, you can't pick it up and they just look terrible.
So like the stuff I made.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the stuff.
Okay. Exactly like that.
So, you know, he's this goofy retard. Anyway.
Oh, Jesus
so
Christ.
I'm docenting one day and I'm sitting there minding my own business, trying to slack off. And I see Marty coming down the hall and, you know, he has this funny way of walking where he walks up on his toes. So he's got this like hip hop kind of.
Okay, he
walk,
does look
know?
A little gangster in his dress.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's wearing like a long. I yeah. see him in a long basketball jersey a lot.
Right, and so he's walking towards me down the hall, and I see him answer his cell phone, which yeah. I first think is just funny.
Why does he have a
yeah,
cell phone?
Exactly. Why does he have a cell phone?
Who would be calling him?
So, well, I'm getting.
How is he
that.
Paying the bill?
Yeah.
Man,
so
if I had,
I'm
a
assuming
son.
That the person who's talking to you pays the bill.
Hold on, this is a great financial scam. To go back to one of our first episodes.
Okay.
All right.
Give birth to a retarded son. Assign all your debt to him. Credit cards in his name, car
like
loans,
you're gonna
all
gonna,
this shit.
You're going to hell.
And then he dies. How long? They don't live as long, right?
I don't
although
know.
There are these retarded twins who've been in town my whole life and they're still going strong.
I remember that my dad, when I was little, we used to drive by them and he would make me really mad by saying, there's your boyfriend. There's your boyfriend, Heather.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's
no, you know, like was, the other one.
Here's what's crazy about them. It wasn't until I was probably 20.
Okay.
And having seen them my whole life, I saw one, and then we were across town a half hour later, and I saw them again. And they're really, they walk with this crazy lope.
Right.
Smacking themselves in the head.
And then one of them jingles their keys.
Yeah, one wears glasses and one doesn't. But I thought this
and they
was,
wear suspenders.
I thought this was one man.
Right.
So I was
right.
like, this guy really fucking gets around. And whoever I was with was like, those are twins, you idiot.
That's
and
so
I was,
great.
Can you imagine having giant retarded twins?
I don't know. I don't want to.
What does their mom do?
I don't know. She's probably dead.
No, she's alive.
Is she really?
I've met her at work.
No way.
They come and they get lots of materials about trains.
Oh my
this
God.
This is another, this is a retarded stereotype.
If she comes in again, you should come get me.
I will. This is a stereotype about retarded people that I don't think has been exploited. Fucking love trains.
Do they really?
Yes. Every person who I've met.
Oh, like your retarded son that comes in.
Oh yeah. There's this guy who whenever he's in, if you go, if I walk past him, he'll go, hi Dad. Hi Dad. And he won't stop. No matter what I say.
But he also, you forget to mention, he also does this to another man
yeah,
that we work with.
Who looks nothing like me.
Yeah. So
he's
you,
like okay. my polar, he's a foot taller than I am. He's heavier than I am. He has dark black hair, glasses.
Yeah.
He looks nothing like me.
So you
me.
Guys have joint custody of
yeah,
your retired
right.
son.
Our son.
That's
so
nice.
There's Nega Pete and you somehow both have the son together.
Same yeah. thing when he walks out. I think it's any adult male. He's, hi, Dad.
Oh, man.
And then if you say, you know, I've tried everything, just ignoring him, but then he just gets more insistent.
He's searching for his father through the shotgun method. Where
just
like,
every
I'm,
guy.
I'm just going to be like, hi, Dad. And someone's going to be like, hi, son. Wait a minute.
It's like that Dr. Seuss book, Are You My Mommy?
Right.
He's just
are
asking
you my dad?
Everyone.
Dad.
Right.
But he's thinking maybe if I just insist that someone's my dad, they'll say, well,
it could
I
be.
May have
I,
a retarded
well,
yeah.
son
yeah.
who's 3 years younger than I am. I don't know.
I was a wild four-year-old, man.
All right. So
okay.
you're
so,
dozing.
I am dozing in the chair, and here comes Marty, and he answers his cell phone.
Yeah.
And he immediately starts yelling.
What's
okay.
he yelling?
At the top of his lungs, he's saying, where are you, Grandma?
Can't believe you did an impression
yelling.
Of him. That is
I
so
tried.
Crazy.
He yelling. You uh-huh. could hear him throughout the whole building. So then he starts saying, no, Grandma, no. You come here, Grandma. I'm just
God.
Sitting there like, is anyone else around to see this? Am I the only person to witness this? So then he stops walking, takes his phone, puts it in front of him, and full on bellows in the phone, you come here to pick me up, God damn it!
So wait, wow. wait, he's put the phone down.
No, he like is holding it with his hand in front of his face.
Okay.
Yeah, like out in front of his face so he could, I guess, yell
like at arm's length.
Better, yeah.
So he can use fill up his fully fill up his retarded lungs.
Yeah, and just yell.
And bellow.
Where are oh, you, man. Grandma? No, you come here. Oh my God, it was so funny.
I also had an experience with, what's his name? Marty?
Marty. Good old Marty.
So there's a coffee place by my work, and it's awful.
It is awful. I've only been there once, and I don't
it's
think
so
I ever.
Bad.
Yeah, the coffee tastes like shit.
But I go there sometimes because it's right there,
right.
and the other options are Subway and 90-minute chiropractic.
It's worth giving an example of why this coffee place is bad.
Okay.
Is that one of Peter's acquaintances was hired to work there briefly,
oh,
right?
yeah.
And when the owners were setting the menu, they had a cafe au lait, which for those of you who do not parlez-vous
that's
Francais.
Cafe A-U-L-A-I-T.
Right, which for those of you who don't
not
speak.
Not O-L-E.
Right.
That's what I thought it was. I was like, is that like Mexican hot chocolate? That sounds
right.
Fucking great.
Cafe Olé. And they're like, I think that's coffee without milk.
Yeah.
But if you speak a little bit of French, you'd say, no, that's coffee and milk.
Yeah.
That's literally what it translates to is coffee and milk.
Right. And so that gives you an idea of where they were at as a coffee
piece
shop.
Of shit.
Not experienced. So no. I go in there this one day, and who's working the register but Marty?
Marty.
And here's the thing
boy.
That's funny about Marty,
wearing?
Too. Denver Nuggets jersey.
Awesome.
And you know what else he wears, too? He wears, like, brand new-looking sports team hats with, like, a flat
oh,
brim.
Yeah, I forgot he wears ball caps.
Yeah, which is a great... I don't know. I bet he has a weird head, though, so maybe it's better.
Yeah.
So, and when you see him, it's not immediately apparent that he's retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, he's just somehow dressed like a... He's dressed a little gangster, but that's all
sometimes
right.
Sometimes he has
however,
a lot of slobber right. around his mouth.
Yes,
but maybe
however,
he didn't that day.
I'm standing behind someone in line, and he sure sounded retarded. He sounded like either he was or maybe he'd visited the dentist and they'd numbed half his face.
Right.
Okay.
And then I see the shine of, if you can imagine, a goatee made out of drool. And I see the string of drool slowly coming off, you know? I'm ordering a fucking sandwich.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, is this guy really going to make my sandwich? Because they make someone... If I could choose between him or the hairiest man on the planet with no hairnet, I'll take the fucking hair.
Yeah, you can pick out the hair. You can't pick out drool.
I That's won't true. Even know it's there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So I get up to the red... I'm panicking.
Right.
I'm having a... I'm breathing into a bag.
Flop sweat.
Freaking out.
Yeah. I color the inside of a bag with magic marker and then breathe in and out of it all day.
Nice.
It's the only way
really
I can make
idea.
It through the day.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah, you'd
that.
Be like, ooh, I'm hyperventilating. I need... Or you know what else you do? Inhaler. You just fill it with cocaine.
All right.
You just shoot.
Why didn't I think of that when I was 7?
Well, you weren't very creative.
Obviously not.
Probably because you were huffing markers the old way too much and you couldn't really even think. And I get up to the register and I'm... debating. I'm like, should I not even order the sandwich? You
right.
know? I'm not trying to be like retarded people can't make a sandwich.
You don't want slobber in
it. I don't want active drool. I don't want Slimer from Ghostbusters making my sandwich.
Right.
And thank fucking God I order the sandwich and this wonderful girl who I'm so in love with at this point.
The saint.
Comes out of nowhere and right. makes the sandwich. You
That's
know, she's
so
like,
great.
I'll get it, Marty. And I was like, yeah, Marty, you take it easy. You've been working hard. Although he can work a cash register.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently.
But he's not stupid.
Well.
Okay.
He's able to do the button
yeah.
part, but.
Okay.
But
Be nice.
I like how you're like, oh, okay.
I wonder, like.
You did his voice.
Right.
That's his voice.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wonder if there's something, because you know how, like, people have hair nuts if they're hairy.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder
yeah.
if there's something you could put on him so that he wouldn't drool on people's food.
I think that'd be worse.
Like
a plastic tapes, bag.
Tape some kind of
kinda like a,
on
yeah,
his
I guess
chin.
Like a horse feed bag, basically.
Yeah. A muzzle.
It slowly fills up with drool over the day, though. That's worse.
He'd have to empty it.
Couldn't they just shut his mouth?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Tape his mouth shut.
Well,
maybe have someone come around with one of those little dentist things that sucks out all the...
The Mr. Thirsty?
Right.
Oh, God.
That sucks out all the
Why
saliva.
Why would you call it that?
Because it sucks up all the stuff.
Mr.
It's so thirsty,
thirsty,
it sucks up the juices.
That's what
right.
you call it, is Mr...
That's not what I call it. That's what they call
that's
it.
That's what you call
Here
it.
Here comes Mr. Thirsty.
I've been
so
to the
oh
dentist
God.
4 times in the last month.
Yeah.
Right.
So I know. This is a good time to premiere, everybody. Get ready. Close your eyes.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Close your fucking eyes.
Done.
Now, if you're listening at home, don't close. You can close your eyes, but if you're driving, don't close your eyes.
Right. And I'm going to premiere my brand new gold tooth.
Oh.
Oh, you look like
that was my Oprah yell.
Ramp.
Yeah, so.
A tramp.
So are you going to start starring in Nelly videos, or are you just going to hold off for a little bit?
Nelly's still a little too big.
Okay.
Since his, you know, he took off the Band-Aid off his eye and grew up.
All right.
So a couple weeks ago, I'm on my way to work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And people who don't know my dental history, it goes something like this. Regular dental visits.
Mm-hmm.
No dental visits for 15 years.
Decade and a half of no dentistry.
emergency disastrous dental care resumes. So I think I have like 6 fillings.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This tooth had 2 on mm-hmm. the same tooth. And I feel I'm poking around with my tongue because I check all my teeth before the day starts just to make sure that they're still there. Which
do you
I
really?
Don't think. Yeah, because to me, it's a miracle. Knowing what they've been through.
Because of all the whiskey you drink.
Whiskey's not the problem. It's the Kool-Aid.
Right.
Mm. I drink about 4 gallons of Kool-Aid a day.
Grape?
Yeah, some grape.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Tropical fruit, mostly.
I've mostly invented my own flavors.
Oh.
They're a little briny.
Oh.
So,
I
feel this cavern in my tooth, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm flicking it, you know, feeling definitely a problem. Mm-hmm. And it's at the very bottom. So it goes from cavern to gum line.
Right.
Oh, man.
Gum line starring Nick Cannon.
Hi-yo!
Okay, so then...
Yeah.
We got it.
So I call my dentist, and it's a Friday. Mm-hmm. It's Friday. Which it wouldn't be normally a big deal, except I'm going on vacation for about a week on Monday.
Right. Okay. This is before we went to Portland.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I should get this taken care of. Mm-hmm. So I call the dentist thinking he'll get me in or whatever. Get this great message of, hey, we're all on vacation.
Oh, God.
So then they
very professional and inspires confidence.
Yeah.
In your medical professionals.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then some rap music comes on in the background. And it's all them right. just partying. I hear cans opening and bottles smashing.
Okay.
So he leaves a number of call this other fella if you have an emergency.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if this is an emergency. So I didn't call it first. Then I think, you know what? It's an emergency to me, goddammit.
Right.
My face is falling
apart. You have
apart.
A right.
Yeah. You have a cavern in your mouth.
If a chunk
it's not supposed to be there.
Yeah. If a chunk came out of any other part of your body, wouldn't you consider it an emergency?
Yeah.
Particularly like your overnight, eye. Too. Like if yeah. you just woke up and there was a big gap of your cheek missing, you'd be
yeah.
like, I'm going to go to the hospital for this
well,
one.
And I think your teeth are like super sensitive.
Imagine holding your eye wide open with fingers so you can't blink, and then someone takes like a potato peeler and lightly flicks it on your eye.
Yeah. All right.
Emergency?
Okay, we get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely emergency. Or Van Gogh film.
Imagine
anyway.
Someone takes your your hand and spreads your fingers out wide.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then cuts a triangle out of the skin between your fingers.
The webbing.
Emergency?
No.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Get a Band-Aid.
Well, let's say you said yes and move on.
I'm going to say toughen up, but go ahead.
So I call this other fucking asshole.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Guess what he says? Oh, I'm not in the office on Friday. So this son of a bitch has a replacement for his Friday who's not in the office on Friday.
Right.
Okay.
So I finally make an appointment with just a dentist who's the closest geographically, which is a great way to pick a dentist.
Right.
Where do I have to go the least?
Yeah.
Who is closest to my house? Oh, you next to the payday cashing place.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I go to their office. He takes a look and basically tells me, well... Your tooth is, have you eaten, this is my description, I guess, but have you ever eaten Reese's Pieces?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know how there's a thin shell with filling inside?
Yeah. Right.
That is what my tooth is, but it's not delicious peanut butter.
It's empty.
It's filling. Whatever that, what is that made out of, that filling?
Concrete.
It's cement in there, he said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, great. So he's thinking, you need to come back. So I have to live, though, a week with this hole in my tooth before we get back from
vacation.
So wait,
you didn't really explain what he said. So he said that all the filling was gone.
He said the filling's gone, so I need to get a crown.
Okay.
Okay.
Which sounds great. I think they came up with that. We are crowning your tooth king of the mouth. But it's not like that.
It's not really like that. It's like they don't call it filling. They just call it a crown, right?
No, no. Okay. Crown and filling are totally different.
All right.
Yeah.
So they say it's a crown, which makes it sound like it's the best tooth, and in reality, one of the worst.
I think a crown is what's put on when it's like the last resort.
Yeah, it's the last
There's
thing
nothing
before
left
they
you can
say,
do
you really need this one?
Yeah, fucking
it's
pull
in the
it.
Back. No yeah. one's going to notice.
It's the thing before the pliers.
Yeah. I don't know why I can't just get it out and then have hard gums.
Mm. Mm.
Okay. So I have to spend 2 weeks. So I go to the grocery store.
Because
I remembered, I like to browse the aisles sometimes just to see what's available.
You like to look at food.
And I remembered being there in the dental aisle, and they had this thing. It's this tiny little tub. It's
like, it was super small.
It's like the first segment on your pointer finger at best. And on the package, it says now 40% more. So it was half that size only a short time ago. And it's this stuff called Dentemp. And you can take it and you can... Let me go get it. I'm going to go get it. You guys hang on 1 second. Just talk about something. I'm going to go get the stuff so you can see it.
Okay.
And experience my life.
So great. I'm guessing this is starting down the road of do-it-yourself dentistry.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Well, I remember he brought it with him to Portland. He brought the little bottle
right.
of Dentemp.
You know, I wonder what people would have done in a time before
this. His story's taking 800 hours.
Where they could just like, well, I'm thinking like, yeah, it's going to take 800,000 hours.
It's taking my whole life for him to tell this one story.
Well, you know, it's very important. I mean, how else can you get to a point where you've got this gold tooth with lots of diamonds on it?
Yeah.
You know, I think he shouldn't have gone with the Rockefeller logo because, you know. Yeah, I think
I
he is
him
urinating.
Peeing from here.
You know, I will say, like, we've commented about what he's doing. And it's like the episode of The Simpsons where Homer has a suggestion for Poochie's character where whenever Poochie is gone, we have to say, where's Poochie? What is Poochie doing? So I guess we should do that and say, you
where's Peter?
Peter?
He's peeing.
Yeah, we have to be sure to continuously talk about Peter while he's gone because to remind people that this is his show.
Mm.
You don't have to talk about me. You just have to talk.
We talk shit. It's fine.
That's right.
Okay. So here it is.
Okay.
So
here it is.
All right. So it looks like a kind of like a miniature blue film.
Yeah, film container.
I'll date myself a little bit. It looks like a miniature POG container.
Okay.
Very, very small POGs.
It's like a little bucket with a hinged lid.
Right.
Inside is what's like
paste.
You know that crap you would put on posters when you weren't allowed to put holes in the wall?
Ticky tack.
Yeah, and it never works.
Yeah.
It's the way of saying, hey, instead of putting holes in the wall, let's never hang a poster.
Right.
So you put that. So that's what this is. Now, I'd like to pass this around so you can smell it. Tell me what you think of the scent.
Okay, so...
You need to smell it.
I can't smell it from here.
I can't. It smells like bubble gum.
Okay.
Is that what it smells like?
Here.
I can't really...
I'm gonna put one nostril full
of boogers.
It also comes with this little thing that I think is perfect for doing cocaine.
Right.
It's like a little blade that you use to dig it out. So I'm going to dig some out.
What if you need it? What if you need it? The Dentemp.
I'm never using this again.
Your shitty crown.
Well, the thing is, if you put a little bit of cocaine
in your... I'm not putting that in my mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
No.
Put it in
your
mouth.
Ian can go first.
All right, Ian, put that in your mouth. He's going
to
just...
I want to smell it first. I didn't get to smell
it before.
Just
put it on your tongue, roll it around. It's not real sticky, because I found that out. So I'm in this aisle looking at this thing.
All right, I want to explain something.
Ian's chewing it. He's chewing the Dentemp. Like gum.
It smells like bubble gum, but when you put it in your mouth, it ain't bubble gum.
It tastes like a medical waste bubble gum. If there was a bubble gum that you chew when you have cancer to be a treatment, that would be this.
Okay, it tastes like a clove now. Like it goes from bubble gum smell to clove flavor. So it's kind of like, oh, this will be nice and sweet. Fuck you, clove.
I really don't want it.
Heather's going to have a take a dip. Oh, she dropped it on the floor.
It was an accident.
What if I need it?
You could just eat that piece. I don't think it's going to be harmed by being on the floor.
I eat food off the floor.
Might be improved by being on the floor.
Oh, God.
You have to put it in your mouth. Give me that thing back, too.
Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth.
So tell us what you're tasting.
Shit.
Bad?
It tastes like shit.
Okay, so the goal of this. So I'm going to just do a little dip here.
Just for symmetry. Put it right there. He's putting it like under his lip.
It's kind
putting
of fun
it
to
in
play
my front
with.
Lip. So, I remembered being in the store seeing this like.
Why'd you put it there?
Months ago.
Why is it in your mouth?
So He's I can get fucked up.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
No.
He's got to get high on the
I was flying the whole time I was using this.
No, you weren't.
It's not. It's industrial. It's not meant. Okay, so I remembered seeing this in the store.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, what poor son of a bitch is replacing his own fucking filling with this crap at the store?
Yeah.
What piece of shit? What uncared for fuckhead?
Okay.
And then it was me.
Oh. And then so you took this and you, but you weren't replacing it in the store. You made sure to go home first, right?
I went home.
Okay.
Well, I went back to work. I put it in.
So you did, you did this at work?
Yeah.
Well,
I dropped half of it down the sink. In little balls, because you have to make it into a tiny ball,
uh-huh.
and then you shove it where the filling goes, and it fills the gap.
Okay. Right.
The idea being you can hopefully avoid a root canal or anything by having, because otherwise you got to keep it clean all day, and that's right. impossible.
Okay.
I'm not brushing more than once every 3 days.
Yeah. If,
you Why
know,
didn't you
that.
Just put duct tape over it?
That's a great question.
Hindsight is 2020,
Knowing
my
you,
friend.
That is something that you would do.
So I put this in. Skid. It lasts for all of 1 minute. Because right. I go back to my desk, answer the phone, and by the time I'm done talking on the phone, it's gone and I've swallowed it.
Oh, God.
I don't shit for 4 months.
Did you have
months.
Like a little white dye in yeah. your turd?
It was all white. I shit an all white shit immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
So after about a week of doing this, though, I start to get the hang of it a little bit, and okay. I get uh-huh. pretty good at it and start thinking, why? I don't need to go to the dentist.
Well, I remember when we were in Portland and I asked you about it and you said that you had the same stuff in for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made a filling last probably 3 days.
Yeah.
Because I got so good at it.
You were a dent temp master.
I'm a dentist.
Right.
I am a dentist.
Dentist.
If you guys are ever having a dental emergency, don't call some asshole dentist
Just
who's not going to be there or his replacement. Call me.
Oh, God.
I still have 40% more of this than you're going to get at your store.
How much was that little bottle?
$7.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Seems kind of cheap when you think that you could make multiple teeth out of that.
This jar is so small it would hold 2 Aleve.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is how much would fit in here at most. Okay. So we get back and I have to go for an appointment.
Uh-huh.
So there's 2 crown appointments. The
Kay.
First one, as I understand it, This shit's all over me and it's crumbling.
All right. So you have these 2 appointments. And the first one.
The first one, what you
disgusting.
Do, you go in there. They try to numb you and fail. They jam a needle. You feel it go all the way under your tooth.
All right.
Then they grind your tooth down to a nub.
Jesus.
And
Are
then,
you serious?
Yeah. They grind it down to.
Did that hurt?
A golem tooth. No, because my face was so fucking numb that later that day I hit myself in the head with the phone because I was answering the phone and didn't think it was up to my head yet.
So you answered too hard and you bashed yourself
I seriously
yourself
hit
head.
Myself in the ear with the phone.
Okay.
As hard as I could.
Okay.
So they grind it down to a nub and then they put on a temporary cap. Okay. That had to last for a month. And it's just a plastic version of what your awesome gold tooth's going to be because they probably make that in fucking Korea or something
right.
like that.
Okay.
You know, where lives are not precious, but gold is.
Right.
Korea.com.
Travel there anytime.
Yeah.
So Kamsanida.
I do this appointment and you know, they're always asking you these fucking questions too.
Uh-huh.
Like you're going to talk to him when you're numb. He's like, how does it feel? And I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
How would I know?
I feel
now,
for...
Yeah. In your head, you're thinking, I have no fucking idea, but it's coming out.
It's the same as if they chopped your arm off and then they said, how does your arm feel?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you should go get it and ask it.
Yeah.
And I have the taste of burning tooth in my mouth from the grinding and all that. So they put this temp on. He's like, do not floss, which I said, no problem.
Done and done.
Don't eat anything sticky. Don't do this. Don't do that. I can't even chew on that side of my mouth.
For a month.
A month. Yeah.
Jesus.
So I make it the month and then go back in for the last appointment.
Okay.
So step one is taking the crown off. Now they usually, that just, it pops right off.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He spent about a half hour trying to take this thing off.
Jesus.
He had literal pliers pulling at it. It wouldn't come off. And so after about 10 minutes of him trying to yank it off, I stopped him, sat up in the chair and said, well, I'll be on my way.
Are you serious?
I was not even kidding. If it's not going to fucking come off, why get the gold?
Yeah.
It's fine. And so he said, ha, 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 and then pushed me back in the chair and injected me again. And then cut it off. Cut it off.
Are you
the
serious?
Tooth. Yeah.
I think you're abused.
Then he gets this gold thing. He's putting it in there. I almost swallowed it. Which would have been $700.
If I was a dentist and you were my patient, I would be so fucking irritated with you.
Well, it's his fault because he numbed me and then I can't hold my
then
mouth
you're
open
because
I don't even know if it's open.
You become a retard.
Oh, and I'm wearing that bib and it's covered with drool and blood. It was horrible.
It's like Marty on a bad day.
It's
yeah.
Like, yeah. If Marty got a bloody nose.
Oh, good old
right.
Marty.
And was watching HGTV while he was getting his tooth done, which is a hell that I can't even describe.
Right.
Oh my God, can you believe they use these 2 surfaces on this kitchen counter?
It's terrible.
And I'm like, fuck yourself.
Marble
I'm
and
dying.
Formica.
I am dying in here. And so then there are a lot of parts in between, though, where they're waiting for it to set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I started talking to this dentist assistant who was there the last time, and she was so nice.
Is she the one that put her butt in your face?
Yes.
Okay.
We had a short love affair.
That's nice.
It started when I was laying there the first time in horrible ground tooth pain, and nothing was going on, and she looked over and then quickly realized this super bright light was still shining directly in my eyes.
Right.
And she turned it off.
It was like God's flashlight turned off all of a sudden. And
it's
you're like,
funny you say God's flashlight, because right. We'll get to that.
Okay.
So she turns it off, and I'm like, well, you're a really nice woman. And here's the other reason I fell in love with her. Whenever she wasn't doing anything dental, her hands were shaking like mad.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Huh.
Which you would think would make me very nervous. But because of myself and the way I am, I have a respect for people who are in a job they have no business doing.
Right.
So I saw a little myself.
Mm.
So I go back the second time and make conversation, which is impossible.
And then you banged her.
No.
Oh.
No, because
that came
I said,
later.
We started with, you know, talking about, oh, did you grow up around here and where'd you go to school? And then I said, oh, I did my library school online. And she said, oh, where?
At a woman's university.
Oh, Texas Woman's University.
Boy.
Yeah. And then I flexed as hard as I could. I said, maybe I'll bust out some push-ups before we get started here.
Yeah.
Just to get right. pumped. So then I, you know, I can't think of what to say. And it's been silent. So I'm saying, you got any plans for, you know, spring, summer, anything? Just
the upcoming
fucking talk.
Season.
This
yeah.
is real weird. And she says, oh, well, I'm going on a trip to Arizona. And I say, that sounds really fun. And she says, well, I'm pretty nervous. And I said, why? And she said, it's a mission trip.
Oh, boy.
And I thought,
mission,
well,
okay.
There goes all these plans, wedding.
There goes your woman.
Children, yeah. All just flushed away. You know, and she's saying, I've done mission trips before, you know, dental trips. They go to, like, Haiti or something.
Right.
And fix
right.
kids' teeth, which I say, they better be paying $700 for a gold tooth because that's how much it costs me.
Yeah.
These fucking assholes. Maybe that's why they're so goddamn broke is you keep going there with your gold
you're
teeth.
You're going to be pissed because there's going to be some Haitian guy running around with like an entire mouthful of gold. He's paid like a dollar.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Probably right. didn't even pay a dollar. It was probably free.
All he had to do was have his entire family destroyed by a wave and he gets fucking all the dental care he could want.
Now, to be fair, if you were walking around in Haiti with a mouthful of gold, your survival time is like 5 minutes.
Also, I don't That's understand true. This whole dental missions trip because I feel like you're going to these shitty places where they would have these great teeth and no food.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be kind of
really
terrible.
Doing a whole lot.
Maybe they bring food too.
I mean, it's not like Ferrari goes to a place with no roads. Be like, you're going to have an awesome car and nowhere to drive it.
So then she's saying, well, I've done the dental trips before, but this is different.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be ministering to prostitutes. And getting
oh,
them to, you know, because when she said the dental thing, I'm thinking,
God.
Oh, well, maybe these are all dental. And she's just going to do that. So I'm thinking church bells, Valentine's cards. I don't know.
It's back
so,
on.
Yeah, it's
so,
on. And
right.
then quickly, immediately, oh, you're not only not into having a prostitute with us in a hot tub on our wedding night,
mm.
but also trying to get them to stop prostituting. No, thanks.
Mm. Yeah.
So
that's where you have all your fun.
I did get my gold tooth, but you know, relationship
you paid the price.
Another relationship down
paid
the tubes.
The price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's so, the gold tooth.
Yeah, so she, you think she's on her mission trip right now,
mm-hmm.
trying to convince a prostitute that it's a bad idea to have her front teeth removed.
No, to not have sex with to have sex, which I think too. I don't know what a ministering group is going to say. I think they probably know the bad parts of being a prostitute.
Yeah, I think you'd be intimately familiar with that.
Bad fashion, bad hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Slapped around by some guy named LeBron.
Yeah.
Who drives a Saturn. I don't know.
Great name.
This is what I picture.
Jesus
the problem.
Christ.
Or maybe his name is Saturn and he drives a LeBron.
Yeah.
It could be.
I don't know cars very well. You guys want to help someone?
Sure, let's help somebody out. Help
okay.
one of our... Is it, are these one of our listeners or...
No, this is just
okay.
some fucker. So I'll start with an easy one,
all right.
and then I'll get to a hard one.
Okay.
All right. This is well, here's the thing. Heather's sister was supposed to join us,
mm-hmm.
so I picked a lot of girl and sister related questions.
Okay.
So you'll just have to do your best.
I will get in touch with my feminine side.
You're
going to
be my sister, Ian.
Awesome. Can we go shoe shopping?
I don't like shoe shopping.
Well, I do. So.
Ooh, this is like sisters. Conflict.
I guess we'll go for you because it's always about you.
It is always about me.
Whatever. Do you think your sister's interested in a three?
I think that is absolutely true. However, very creepy.
Okay, question. All right. Do women like baby-faced men? I have a very youthful appearance. People routinely guess my age 10 to 15 years younger than my real age.
Gross.
So do most women... All right, next question.
So wait, like, is it just baby face or is it like a baby-sized head? Because that would be kind of
Either way, it's gross.
Okay.
That's a no. That's just a
Can you picture dating a baby-faced man, Ian? Would you want to date a baby-faced man?
Well, I think there could be some advantage. Like, there.
I think
some
you need to have a different name for like the next... Iana.
Iana does... Iliana. There we go.
Iliana.
I like that.
Iliana.
All right. So
you guys are ready for... Okay, so Iliana and Heather.
Okay.
You're still going to be Heather?
Yeah.
Your parents had like a fucked up name scheme. They went nuts on the first one and the second they
Really... Okay, he's got Dentemp on the desk, on the table, and he's trying to pick it up with painter's tape.
And I will say, in all fairness...
And it's smushing it into the table.
He's trying to fix this.
Jesus
not
Christ,
working.
Peter. Now he's using...
You guys
are
real professional. I'm trying to do a fucking radio show.
Now he's using the little scooper that he would use for cocaine to get it off.
All right,
it
so
the
anyway,
table.
I would like to come cocaine. Back and say that, you know, our mother didn't exactly do the same thing with Ian to Peter, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for this one?
Sure.
This one's...
Iliana is ready for your questions.
Okay.
Heather's ready, too.
Okay.
Just read the question. You've been thinking.
I like how you became more breathy and I didn't even try.
My sister witnessed a cat being killed and is traumatized.
Hot.
How can I help her? Okay. I feel awful knowing what she has just seen.
So
you can't even
no, wait, I like to think about how... Does this
give it to me. I'll read it.
Oh, I can do
Iliana
it.
Will
you
take
can't
care
do
of
it.
This.
Okay. A cat was running around a bus station looking frightened and ran over and ran under a bus, which then ran over it.
Is that it?
It couldn't have seen her, and it sounds like it was killed instantly. My poor sister is hysterical, and I worry that she is...
Would you just read the fucking question?
Had such a bad week that she will end up getting very depressed and traumatized. It's too late to see a doctor and get some sleeping tablets or something to help her through the weekend, but I suggested going to the hospital to talk to someone.
Okay.
I'm so worried for her right now, and I wish I could be there to console her. It couldn't be helped, and these things happen all the time. That's true. That does happen all the time.
All right.
But I know she is fragile, and that wasn't something she needed to see.
Now... I'd like to say, and this is from a woman's perspective.
Right.
Why the fuck would you go to the hospital because you saw a cat get run over?
Let's
just reenact this for a second. Which one of you wants to be the ER attending physician?
Me.
Or attending nurse, all right?
Absolutely
so
me.
So I'm going to come in.
I already have the giggles.
I'm going to tell you what's going on, all right?
Okay.
So I walk in. All
get
right.
a hold of yourself.
You got to be a professional here. You're a medical professional.
Okay.
All right, so you're a medical professional now?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh my God, I desperately need help, doctor or nurse.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You can't even hold
well, listen,
it together.
Nurse, I don't have anything wrong with me, like physically.
Okay.
But
why? Well, go home.
All right. Well, I don't feel like I can go home because I just don't feel right.
Well, okay.
All right.
Continue to unpack those feelings.
Well, you know, I haven't been feeling right for a long time. It's been about. It's been a few days, I'd say.
Are you sure it wasn't a few hours?
Might have been. Well, you know, it
just
was
tell
feeling...
me what's wrong, damn it.
Well, you know,
I don't have time for games. I'm saving
lives.
Fine.
I was fine a few hours ago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a kitten. And it went on. I was on a bus stop.
Okay.
And it was out there when the bus came.
Okay.
The bus came and then the kid was gone and I think the kid was
okay.
in front of the bus and oh my
Okay, you have to stop so I can talk to you.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. I'll try to compose.
Okay.
Okay.
When you're done.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, nurse, what can you do for me? Because there's this kid in, oh my God!
All right, that's enough.
Okay.
Scene.
Okay. Okay.
So how can you help? What would you guys do to help this sister?
Well, I think that
can I just read this again?
No, you just can't. Don't read it again.
A cat was running around a bus station looking frightened and ran under a bus. What the fuck?
I don't want to help any more people after this.
What does a frightened cat run like? Don't they all just run all skittish and crazy?
Yeah.
Now, part of me does wonder, like, maybe because Ileana's a bad person.
Uh-huh.
All right. Ian would never wonder this, but Ileana
does. You're really into roles on this one, I can tell.
Well, you know, I play my part to the fullest. There are no small parts on Helpful Snowman Radio. Only small actresses.
True.
All right. So, but Ileana was thinking, right? That I wonder if the cat got killed by the tire or got sucked into the drivetrain.
Tire. It said it got smashed.
Okay, got smashed. Okay.
I think the only solution is for the sister that asked the question who isn't traumatized,
the helper.
I guess. Yeah.
The one like who I was being
the
helpful
one. She needs to hire somebody, someone probably with a gold tooth, you know,
sure.
Some bum on the street.
Okay.
To, you know, take a cat and throw it under a bus so she can witness it get killed. So then she can sympathize with her sister.
You're going with the Stanislavski method, the sort of method thing where you have to actually be in the moment, not just sort of.
I think she can't help her sister until she understands.
Is it okay if the guy or girl throwing the cat under the bus is giggling the whole time?
That's fine.
So basically, you're going to hire this gold tooth maniac to throw a cat under the bus.
Yeah, that's it. That's the solution.
So that way you can experience this. And
do you have a better solution?
Well, I do.
Okay.
All right. Basically, what I think you should do is obviously not go to the hospital because we'll have giggly nurse who can't help out.
And hysterical Ileana.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think it would be a good idea to have someone like Peter throw the cat under the bus because he'll laugh too hard, fall down, and get crushed by the bus himself.
It's ridiculous.
So I don't think any of this will work. So I think what you need to do in this case is perhaps have a larger animal thrown under a bus, like, say, a dog. And that way she could get some sense of perspective.
Mm.
Okay, here's my suggestion.
All right.
Play her the audio of me reading the story. Because I think we can see there's a funny side to even the darkest
moments.
Stain from a cat on the road. The grease stain of its
moments.
Blood and guts.
Oh, God.
Who cares? It's a cat.
Yeah.
There's
how many cat
those.
Babies does a cat have in one
800.
Sperming?
800.
Yeah.
Technical term.
I wish someone could train dogs to do like porn like people. So like, let's say you train dogs to fuck.
Yeah.
But then the dog pulls out and jerks off with his paw, and he's like, "Oh!" and shoots it all over her face.
Yeah, the dog's face.
Yeah.
The dog is like doing that weird peanut butter lick, like where it's licking over the top of its nose.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Or like a dog's got little doggy handcuffs, and they're fucking. I don't know. Something like that.
Paw cut. Like the dog is just standing with paw cuffs, like on the front here, looking kind of bored.
Yeah, I guess
like,
it would be pretty much the same.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Or they like wrap its tail up in bondage stuff.
It's just,
I came up with this
God.
Great thing.
You
by
cannot
the way.
Be happy.
Listen to this invention.
Oh, okay. Great.
Do you know how people tie each other up sometimes when they're getting crazy?
Sure.
Yeah.
And maybe then they just think briefly about getting a box cutter, but they usually just have sex.
Why would you get a box cutter?
So I was thinking instead of tying
I don't want to sleep with you ever again.
I was thinking instead of tying someone up with rope, because I'm not good at knots. I was asked to leave the Boy Scouts because I couldn't even get the lowest rank because I couldn't tie a square knot.
Right.
Wow.
So for people like me, why don't they just make a tape that you can just tape someone with?
Sort of erotic tape?
Yeah, erotic tape. And you tape them up and then you bang and then set them free if you have time.
You need one of those erotic tape cutter
things. You have
things.
Time?
Yeah.
What would you need to be doing?
Go to work.
Throwing cats at vehicles.
Getting gold teeth.
Is it illegal if I just have a cat who has a bunch of cats and then I raise those cats to just then stand on the street and throw it's them illegal. At cars.
I mean, I think that's kind of like the suburban or urban version of just putting them in a bag and throwing them in a river.
Okay, what about this? I train a dog to follow my commands.
Uh-huh.
And, right. you know, I teach it to sit and then walk away and then come and then sit. And so then I have him sit on the sidewalk and I walk to the other side of the street. And then I tell it to come right when a car is coming.
That's so mean.
Is that illegal?
Is it illegal?
Probably not, but it's frowned upon. Frowned. Okay, what am I?
That's I go to court and they're like, well, there's not much we could do, but we're not pleased.
I'm sure that falls under
we
like
are very
animal,
dissatisfied with your behavior,
animal
Mr. Dirk.
Cruelty.
Okay.
I don't want to help anybody else.
There's some good ones.
Fuck it.
All right, let's help one more person. This
Fine,
is,
one more.
This is not for Peter. This is for the people outside.
Okay, Eliana, only because you're my sister and I love right. you.
I love you too.
Okay.
Will you read this one?
Sure.
I think this is in a woman's voice. Sister, and will you count those question marks?
Are you serious?
Sure.
That's a
I can't,
quite
I need my
a few question marks.
I need my glasses.
Four, five,
okay.
Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12,
took a while.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22,
now do you think enough?
24 plus three dots after that.
So 24 question marks and then a dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. All right. So basically, this is sort of very confusing question plus a dramatic pause.
Yeah.
That in punctuation.
And what's
speak.
The word that has all this punctuation?
Sister.
400 times as much punctuation on the word than the fucking
right.
word. These people on this question thing are so fucking dumb. Go ahead.
Okay. How am I supposed to read this? What kind of voice?
And whatever you want.
I hate my sister.
Will you do your English voice again?
I'll
I enjoyed that.
Okay, I'll try.
All right. Go for it. I believe in your
I
sister.
I hate my sister. She's a slutty model that tells my friends all this asterisk about me. Sorry, can I just say shit? That's what she's trying
yeah,
to say.
You can say shit. Okay. Well, you can don't say shit. You can say bitch.
Okay.
Or
fine.
Cunt. But
all this
but not shit.
Beep about me. That's not true. I lost 5 friends because of her. She doesn't care about anything but herself. She published my diary on Facebook. Can't do anything on her own. She steals money from my wallet. She blames everything on me and never flushes the toilet. Ew.
First of all.
I'm almost done.
Oh.
What can I do to get rid of her bitchy attitude? Help, please. Thanks.
First of all, girls shouldn't have a wallet.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't get a billfold if you're a girl. That's one of the few accessories that's men only.
Right. You know, I kind of think that it would be wonderful, right? Maybe PBS could make a little bit of extra money by having Masterpiece Theater just read Jerry Springer transcripts.
I have a solution.
In all right.
I think she should just... I have to answer in my... What?
No.
Oh, I was like, Jesus. I think she should just kill her.
That's your answer to every one of these. You
she
said
just
that
needs to kill her sister.
When those people were in love, those grade school kids, you're like, just kill her.
Who just cares? Kill her. Just kill her.
Let's run
I
through these real quick
die.
And we'll see Heather's answer.
All right.
Question about the word darling. Can this be used by an older person to a younger person? An elder lady I know from work calls me this.
Kill the elder lady, right, Heather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to write a 250-word story and
kill
I need
the
help
teacher.
Getting started. My sister is allergic to most household pets, and I really want one. Any ideas?
Kill the sister.
And the pet.
And
what
the
should
pet.
My 10-year-old sister do in my wedding?
Kill her.
Die.
Don't need her. She can die.
What should my sister do in this sticky situation at work?
Nothing. Just kill her. She'll be dead.
Kill everyone at work and herself.
My sister witnessed the cat being killed and is traumatized. How can I help her?
Kill yourself.
How to convince people my sister is my best friend.
Kill everyone else in the world yeah. except for your sister.
How do I tell my sister something without sounding mean? She has really bad BO.
Kill your sister.
Okay.
Yeah. Done! Yay!
We helped some people. Ooh, wait.
Good. All of those people have been helped.
I wanted to...
There we go. We're done.
Now
we
that's the
now
sound of progress.
We're real done.
Right.
Ah, that was nice.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice being able to be in touch with my feminine side, even though she seems to know a lot more about buses
Yana.
Than I do.
Yeah.
Buses?
Right.
That's funny.
Are you guys all done?
I think so.
I don't care. I could be. I'm full of stories.
Well, it's up to you, but decide fast. This is dead air.
Right.
I'll tell a story.
Okay.
I'll try. Do you want me to make it fast?
No, do what you want.
Okay. I want to tell a story about my dad.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, here we go. So he likes to drink his whiskey, mm-hmm. you know, drinks a lot.
From a jar?
He'll drink from anything. He doesn't give a shit.
Okay.
So this story's about 4th of
Not
July.
Not a container guy, huh?
Yeah, he doesn't. He'll drink it off okay. the fucking floor. So this story is
laughing, not really drinking, just to be technical. If you're using your tongue, it's not drinking yeah. anymore.
I'm afraid that your dad's going to end up being run over by a bus and traumatizing some girl.
Okay, so this story is about the 4th of July.
Okay.
All right.
I was 15.
Great holiday.
Yeah, great, great holiday. I was 15. And he was on his like second divorce. And so he'd been seeing, well, not seeing, I guess he'd been trying to date women online. He'd okay. been trying the whole online thing.
Oh, yeah. Was
and
he
so,
doing like a match.com or was it like
oh,
Craigslist?
God, I can't
I
remember
have
the...
fucking ass.
No,
let's
no, no, no,
fuck.
No. It wasn't Craigslist. I think it was match.com actually. Okay. And he had met this woman, we'll call her Vicky, from okay. Near a town nearby.
Okay.
And so he had had a couple dates with her and it was going well or whatever. So 4th of July, and we're at my grandparents' house having a barbecue,
mm-hmm.
and he's already shit-faced. It's like 1 in the afternoon, and he's just had too much to drink.
Well, in fairness, it's 4th of
it
July.
It is, right. It's yeah. celebratory. That's
yeah,
fine.
It's America.
And so he's real. I mean, he can't even stand
he's
up
He's American,
straight.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm just making sure. I don't want foreigns
yeah.
taking our holiday and co-opting it. They have plenty. We give them Columbus Day or something.
Yeah. So Flag he's day. Like falling over, had too much to drink, and he says, I want to go see Vicky.
Yeah. Okay.
And I say, well, why don't you call her? And he tells, she doesn't have a cell phone.
Sure, of course not.
Right. I'm like, okay, well, great. Maybe you should just see her tomorrow. And then he just gets hysterical, and he's like, I'm going to go see fucking Vicky. And he's like horribly drunk, but he has his truck keys, so I can't. You
now,
know.
Is he wanting to, like, go over there and get sexy, or what's going on?
I don't know. He didn't.
Vicky?
He probably did. Okay. I don't really know. He just wanted to go see her. And so I tell him, I'm like, you can't drive. You're too drunk to drive.
Mm-hmm.
My 15-year-old squeaky self. You're too
hey,
drunk
you
to drive.
You can't drive.
Yeah. And
you're
so
too drunk to drive. I know what that is.
Yeah.
Driving
and so
drinking.
He's going to drive anyway. So my grandma throws me under the fucking bus and says, why don't you
like
drive?
Oh, we just had that story.
Too soon.
Use that term.
What?
Throw me under the bus. That'd be like if we did a civil rights story and you said, so then my grandma totally turns the fire hose on me. Jesus Christ. Okay.
So she's like, why don't you drive him? And my dad's like, yeah, fucking drive me. Yeah. And so I'm like, all right, great. So we get in his truck and my uncle decides to come with us. He's really drunk too.
Oh, okay.
So you're driving your uncle and your dad to a drunken booty call.
Yeah.
What is the uncle doing there?
He's just shit-faced too. I have no idea.
Is he just for the ride or is he getting out too?
He's just for the ride.
They having a three?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hot.
And so we have to drive probably like a good hour to get to this.
Jesus Christ.
To get
okay.
to this town.
Right.
And so we just leave the house. And all of a sudden, my dad, he's sitting in the front seat, mm-hmm. he yanks the wheel. And he's like, I see fireworks, stop and get some fucking fireworks.
Okay.
So I pull out, we don't crash, thank God.
Yeah.
Pull over, they go get a shitload of fireworks, just bags and bags of fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait, are these like sparklers or, you know,
I don't,
things, or, like,
I didn't see what, this will come,
serious?
You will find out later what's in the bag.
Okay.
Yeah. So we get the fireworks.
Did he get snakes?
I don't
Those
know.
Are awesome.
Yeah. So we get in the truck and I'm driving to this town. I get there and I say, so, you know, where do I need to go?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I don't know where she lives.
What the fuck?
And I'm sitting there like, are you fucking kidding
Is it,
me?
He
right
doesn't
now?
Know or he doesn't know right now.
He's never been to her house.
Oh,
what the fuck?
I've just found this out. I'm like, you don't know where she lives.
Have they met?
Yeah, they've met, but they haven't
met. In real
met.
Life?
They haven't met at her house.
Did they go to her house and it turned out she had two severely retarded sons? And she was
no,
not
no,
at
no.
all who she said she was?
So I'm like, well, I don't know what you want me to do. Uh-huh. I don't. This is fucking insane.
Yeah, what do you just drive
yeah.
around till you see her?
Yeah, and so we had spent some time at the house. So by the time I get there, it's like dark out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of driving around, and he's like, "We'll just keep driving. We'll find her." And he had brought the whiskey with him, so he's been drinking this whole way.
So the joke idea you presented of, like, just drive around, like, that was his actual idea.
That this is his real idea.
I agree.
Like,
let's just drive around.
Just drive around. We'll find her. I'm like, okay, great.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, so we start driving around, and then some fireworks start from some fucking country club or something. And so we drive by this parking lot, and he's like, "We'll just park for a minute. We'll just park for a minute." And I say, okay. So I pull in this parking lot, and it's filled with people, like cars and everything. And so him and my uncle get out of the truck, and they have the bags of fireworks.
Oh, boy.
And so they put the bags of fireworks in the bed of the truck, and then my dad gets out his lighter, and I don't know what kind of fireworks they pulled out. I couldn't tell you. But they light them, and they throw them in the air. And I'm watching them in slow motion, like, this is not going to... There's so many people around.
Yeah.
This is not going to go well. So I watch the firework. They arc in the air, and then they land in this bed of a truck.
Oh, nice.
You know, yards away
somebody
from
else's truck, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And then they just explode. Okay. I mean, really loud. Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just standing there, and there's a few seconds afterwards where it's, like, eerily quiet. And
everyone's
like, oh,
what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's like one of those double door trucks.
Yeah.
So a lot of people can fit in there. And so these doors, like, swing open really fast, and these six gigantic men get out of this truck.
It's like a clown car, but instead of, like, lovable, happy clowns, it's big, burly dudes.
And they were huge.
Why were they all in the cab?
They look like football players. They're just fucking huge. I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's so, a little suspect, if you ask me.
Okay.
A little on the, I would do a motion where with my wrist that's not really shined on anymore.
You're sort of saying that this is a little fey, perhaps.
I don't know what you're trying to say right now.
Six giant men all smashed into a cab on 4th of July, one of the finest nights to be outdoors of all time.
Are you trying to say they're gay?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so they get out of the truck, and they come towards us. And they shove my dad. Yeah, he almost falls over because he's just so drunk.
Is your dad a big guy?
No. My dad's not even 6 feet. Yeah, I mean, he's just slender man. He's pretty small.
What kind of asshole isn't even 6 feet?
I know.
My dad.
Piece of shit.
Really? Yeah.
So they shove him and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And my dad, he's like slurring his words. They have no idea what he's saying. And then they shove my uncle, and then my uncle shoves one of them. And then they sort of start getting this pushing fight.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's little me, and I squeeze myself in between them, and I push the guy off my dad, and I'm like, there's no need to fight. Like, he's so drunk.
Yeah.
He's had too much to drink.
Yeah.
And
meanwhile, I can only imagine through this guy's mind is like,
yeah,
this girl is so fucking young.
Right.
How does she even know what drunk is? What is she doing here?
Yeah. And so I tell him, I'm like, I just want to get them home. Like, I'm sorry for what they did. You know, we're going to go.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you guys need to get the fuck out of here.
I like that when they get tough.
Yeah.
After it's clear
it's
there's not
going to
be a fight.
Like, yeah.
They're like, you're right. You should get the fuck out of here before I beat the shit out of everybody in this whole planet.
Yeah. So then I get them in the truck, and they're all like, oh, we could have kicked their ass. And I'm like, oh, my God, get over yourself.
Like, they started off this fight, both of them knocked down, and then only basically been pushed by two of these six guys.
Yeah. This is where I differ from men. Because I get in a car, and we're speeding away, and I'm hyperventilating into my magic marker bag, just going like, thank fucking God we got out of there.
I'd probably
be dead. Yeah.
And so at this point, my dad is like wobbling in a seat. I mean, sort of blacking out every once in a while. He's just totally not coherent. But then he looks up at me, and he says, where's Vicky? And I say, fuck you, we're going home.
We left her with those guys, they're tag teaming her.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. So I'm like, fuck this, we're going home. I don't care anymore. And so I start driving us home, and I'm like, it can't get any worse.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 15 driving my drunk jackass father to nowhere, and he had to pull him out of a fight. So we're driving, and then they had gotten the fireworks out of the bed of the truck and brought them back
in. Oh, good. In the cab for safety.
Yeah, and so they get out these kind of sticks.
Punks?
What?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
They get out these sticks, and I see on the side of one of them, it says fountain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I just think, oh, God. You know, I'm trying to drive. I'm 15. I've got my permit. I can't multitask very well while driving. So my dad lights one of them, rolls down the window. And he holds it out the window. And it's just sparkling.
A fountain.
Yeah.
There are some fireworks that are indoor fireworks.
Right.
For example, Ladyfingers. Uh-huh. These are like the tiny version of Black Cat.
Right.
And I lit some off in my room one time, and I was deafened for the rest of the day.
This one, it wasn't loud. It was just really bright.
Right. But I mean, you can, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't shoot out sparks and stuff. It just blows up and it's done. The fountain is spraying everywhere.
It's sustained.
It is insane. So he's holding it out the window as I'm driving, and I'm just looking in the rearview mirror and seeing all these sparks like fly behind the truck, and I'm like, geez, this is not going to go well. Next thing I know, I hear sirens.
That's what I mean. The law probably couldn't ignore this one.
Yeah.
Even if they wanted to. Yeah. It's like, I wanted to let you go, but I just...
But with the goddamn fountain. Really,
unless he had, like, you know, smashed out the back window to yell at him that, you know, fuck cops or something.
Yeah.
There's really nothing more he could have done.
Bin Laden is sitting in the back seat.
At this point, I feel myself start to sweat. I've got a stomach ache. I'm like, I'm going to fucking jail. I am going to jail for the rest of my life.
Right.
And so is my dad. I'm going to be in the same goddamn cell with my dad.
Where he's going to be drunkenly like...
drinking and drunk and drunk asking me where the fuck Vicky is.
In father-daughter prison.
Yeah.
Making Pruno and being sparklers hanging out his cell.
You guys just flick cigarettes as your new sparkler.
Right.
So I pull over, and we're sitting there for a while, and then the officer comes up to the door, and I roll down the window, and he stands there for a really long time staring at me, and I don't know what to say. I don't talk to police officers, and he then he says, you had fireworks out. Hanging out the window.
Just doesn't even ask. He just says,
and my dad at this point, I mean, he like kind of passed out in the seat, and my uncle's just like, I don't know what he's doing. Uh-huh. They're both probably just passed out. And so I look at the officer and I say, yeah, my dad was holding a firework out the window.
Yeah.
And he says, he was like, do you have any idea how unsafe that is? I was like, I do. And I look at him and I think I just probably looked like shit. I was exhausted. I was emotionally traumatized. And I say, he is so drunk.
To be honest,
I just need to get him home.
You do actually know how unsafe it is, which is apparently not unsafe at all. Because you guys were fine. You didn't roll into a ditch on fire. Yeah, so I would say,
I should have been like, we're fucking fine. You're like, bitch.
Yeah, I do. Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think you understand how unsafe it is, which is not very.
Yeah. And so I tell him, I'm like, my dad is so drunk and I just need to get him home. And then he stands there for another minute and he looks at me and he says, that's your dad.
Oh, God.
I say, yeah, that's my dad. He's really drunk and I just need to get him home. And he just kept standing there and it was making me so nervous. He kept taking these long pauses.
Sure.
And he looked at me and he was like, where are you guys going? And I told him where we were going. And it was a little ways away, but, and he asked me, he was like, have you had anything to drink? I said, no, I'm 15. Even though I've been drinking since I was 12.
Yeah, good one.
Little did he know.
Idiot.
I hadn't had any that night. That was my night off.
Good.
Yeah.
You're the designated fireworks out the window driver
for the night. Yeah, and so he looks at me and he says, I'm going to follow you for a while to make sure there's no more trouble, but you guys need to be more careful.
Yeah.
No, okay, go ahead.
He let me go. He let us go.
What would he have done if he'd lit off another firework?
I do have a
question. Okay, all right.
Now I have a question at this point.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, emotionally,
uh-huh.
If the cop is like, listen, I will let you go, but I'm going to take your dad and I'm going to haul him to jail.
I would have said, do it.
All right, so just fuck him.
He wouldn't even know where he was.
Yeah, he would just been like...
I would have been like, don't be surprised if he asks you where Vicky is.
Right, he's going to roll out, like he's going to wake up on this bench and be like, why isn't Vicky with me in the cell?
Fuck that, he's going to be trying to light the little handles in the back seat on fire, thinking they're a goddamn bottle rocket or some shit.
I got him home eventually and like had to half carry him into the house and like throw him in his bed.
So this is what made you who you are today, huh? Yeah.
This is what made me the alcoholic I am today.
Smashed cat in the world. This is what turned you into this.
Kill everybody.
Right. Yeah. Good God. Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite the tale.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that have a title, that story?
Where's
Vicky?
I like to give
stories
titles like on Goosebumps books. Because some of those were really good. Say Cheese and Die, for example.
This has been the tale of Where's Vicky?
Where's Vicky?
Where's Vicky?
little picture of her on the cover in a red and white striped shirt.
God damn it.
Like Waldo.
Fuck the 4th of July.
Did Vicky ever show up? Did you ever meet her?
I think she dumped him.
Oh, okay.
Like not that long after.
She dumped a charming gentleman this guy. Like your
making
father.
His poor little girl drive him around drunk.
Well, you know how she is. She's probably one of these fucking pussies who's like, don't light flames in the car. Don't drive around drunk all night.
Yeah.
Don't fight 6 men.
3 men and only like maybe having some sparklers is acceptable.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. You know how these people are. They don't even know how to fucking fun.
Right. Yeah.
Goddamn holiday. Okay.
Celebration time.
Well, I think we covered all the topics.
I think we really did.
All today's hot news.
Yes, exactly.
Drunken dads.
Retarded people.
Smashed cats.
Gold teeth.
Yeah, look at my gold, motherfucker. How much do you think this thing's worth in gold? If I took it into cash for
$2.
Gold? $2.
They're ripping you off.
Yeah, go with $2.
So when I'm ready to kill myself and I want one last double stack.
There you go.
This is in my mouth. Ready. Well, thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, it was fun.
Heather, you have any last...
Don't go looking for Vicky. You won't find her.
Yeah. Ian?
I guess I should just apologize to Chris again for blowing it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think my advice would be just try to avoid having a dad in general.
Yeah. No joke.
Turns out bad more than it turns out good.
Perhaps avoid buses.
Go to helpfulsnowman.com.
Yeah, helpfulsnowman.com. Facebook.com/helpfulsnowman.
Twitter.com/helpfulsnowman.
Yeah, Twitter, I guess. If you're into that. Thanks, everybody. As you please, you're here if you've got no one else.